His check on stores we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Pat Pagano's forecast calls for a sunny day today, 55 to 60. Tomorrow, sunny, lower 60s. Sunday, sunny, mid-60s. And then periods of rain or showers on Monday, around 60. We'll get the details on our forecast in a few minutes. In a story in this morning's Republican American, details are emerging following the death of state grad students in that accident in Sheffield, Massachusetts. Four occupants of that minivan who survived the crash that killed three of their friends for a fall foliage trip when their van crossed the center line on their way to New Hampshire from their studies as graduate students in Connecticut are being treated for significant injuries but are expected to survive. Manjo Reddy Danda, 22, Serhardo Reddy Chantanya, 22, and Vijay Reddy Gumyala, 23, and Hima Ishar, 22, were taken to Berkshire Medical Center following the 5:30 a.m. crash on Tuesday. They're students at the University of New Haven and Sacred Heart University in Fairfield, one of the survivors of the minivan and the driver who suffered in the accident. The driver of the pickup truck that was struck by the minivan head-on along a straight Route 7 stretch just north of Connecticut state line has been identified as Armando Putasta Cruz, 46, of Sheffield, who is on his way to work at Pine Island Dairy Farm less than 2 miles away. He was traveling south when the van crossed the center into his path, according to the police. University of New Haven spokesperson said the trip was not sponsored by the university, but had been organized by students themselves. Sheffield and state police are investigating that crash, and anybody with information should contact them at 413-499-1112. Great Barrington Man is now facing federal child porn charges. The Great Barrington Man has been charged by a federal grand jury with possession of child pornography. James J. Keough, 54, arrested October 18th on charges of receipt of child pornography and possession of child pornography. He was released on conditions following an appearance in federal court in Springfield. According to an indictment, he knowingly received child sexual abuse material in the form of images involved a minor that under the age of 12 between December of 2021 and March of 2022. He faces a maximum of 20 years in prison and at least 5 years and up to a lifetime of supervised release and a fine of up to $250,000 for each charge, according to their news release. There's going to be a 12-plus COVID vaccination clinic today at Housatonic Valley Regional High School that will run from 3 till 7 p.m. No appointment is necessary. It's hosted by the Connecticut Department of Health and Griffin Health. 12 years of age and older must have received a COVID vaccine primary series, eligible for bivalent booster 2 months after the latest dose of the vaccine. The commissioner of the Northeast Fire District officially approved their budget for 2023 at their meeting on Wednesday. All five commissioners were present. Chairman Stephen Value, James Schultz, Jay Scasso, and Larry Selfridge, and Joshua Schultz, plus the fire chief and secretary Catherine Schaefer Reed. No members of the public were in attendance. Legally, the fire district is a municipality like the town of Northeast, Village of Millerton, and the Weebatuck School District, and is its own taxing authority. That story from Tri-Corner News.com. Salisbury Bank has announced its 15th annual Fill the Basket food drive, collecting food and donations for local food pantries. Starting on November 1st, 14 branches of the bank located in Berkshire, Litchfield, Dutchess, Orange, and Ulster counties will be collecting donations of non-perishable food items and household supplies. Cash donations will also be accepted. The bank is asking community members to help fill the baskets and assist neighbors in need if you can. All donated items, as well as the monetary contributions collected, will be donated directly to local food pantries in serving each area. Local pantries are in need of a variety of donations, including but not limited to canned goods, cereals, macaroni and cheese, cake mix, peanut butter, condiments, rice, sauces, household necessities such as paper towels, diapers, shampoo, and soap are also appreciated. The Fill the Basket food drive runs from November 1st through December 16th. In Berkshire County, trick-or-treat hours have been set for 2022 in some of the local towns. In Great Barrington, 5:30 to 7:30 on Monday. On New Marlborough, 5 to 7 on Monday. Visiting nurse at Hospice of Litchfield County has flu clinics throughout the month, and the next one comes up today at the North Canaan Town Hall from 1 until 3. The Congregational Church of Salisbury, United Congregational Church, presenting its monthly midday music and meditation on Friday, November 4th from 12 to 12:30 at 30 Main Street in Salisbury. For more information, contact the office at 860-435-2422. Falls Village Scholarship Association hosting their bingo after a two-year hiatus due to the pandemic on Friday, November 4th at 7 p.m. at the Lee H. Kellogg School. To donate an item for the bingo event on November 4th or for more information, fallsvillagescholarship.org. The Bunko fundraiser is back. The Sharon Fire Department Ladies Auxiliary, November 4th at 6:30. Sponsored by the Fire Department Ladies Auxiliary, it'll be at the Sharon Firehouse. Doors open at 6:30. Playing starts at 7. No masks are required, but they are encouraged. Cornwall's Town Report will be given on November the 4th at 7:30. It's an in-person event at the Cornwall Consolidated School. The town meeting will not be on Zoom. All Saints of America Orthodox Christian Church holding its winter clothing drive. That event taking place on Saturday, November 5th from 9 a.m. till 2 p.m. at the church, which is located at 313 Twin Lakes Road in Salisbury. Winter clothing may be donated and dropped off at the church at any time between now and the first week of November. Be sure the clothing is clean and in good condition. Roads to the summit of Mount Greylock closing this Sunday as of 3 p.m. Bascom Lodge, located at the summit, is already closed. There are no services available to summit. The roads will reopen in late May 2023. The Soup Suppers are back today. The Soup Supper is back today, and it's happening at the Salisbury Congregational Church Library side door. If you made a reservation, pickup is today between 3 and 5 p.m. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, where you'll find a regular menu, a tapas menu, and also nightly dinner specials, interlakeninn.com, also on Facebook and Instagram, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off today at 32,033.28, the NASDAQ at 10,792.68, and the S&P 500 at 3807.30. Of course, a reminder going on this weekend, Sharon Audubon has two events on Saturday and Sunday with Pumpkins, and Christine Gebert and Crescendo has their events going on today and tomorrow, Trinity, Lime Rock, and also in Great Barrington. I'm Marshall Miles for Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com on the web.